Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. I'm Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi. Coach Moore, how are you this evening?
We're doing well. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. So I know we're going to talk a lot about the little things tonight, and it's easy to go right to the final drive or the final couple of drives, but I kind of wanted to start on the other end, the beginning of the game. You know, where you have opportunities, the pass to Chris Olave, missed 40-yarder, then penalties allow San Francisco to score, and then suddenly in a game you feel like you should be leading, you're down 7-0. So I guess it is a question about the little things, but more early than late.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things we certainly talked about a lot today is, you know, the end of the game, obviously we missed an opportunity there, but there's so many opportunities through a football game, through a 60-minute game, in all three phases, all the way from the beginning. And every play matters. Every play counts. We can't miss the opportunities when they're presented to us. And, you know, when you have those things add up in any quarter, they all add up, and, you know, you don't take advantage of those chances.
Now, you talk about phase of the game. Coach Moore, I look at this, and I saw this in practice. I saw this, I guess, the preseason games. But I'll make a statement, then I'm asked a question. If you look at it, it seems like that's how it was, where I know you can't be 30-some percent and convert on third down, and then you can't be giving up, like, high 40s, low 50s. I remember, I think it was in 1992, we led the NFL at 48.5% converting on third down. Well, I know anytime you get up high 40s or low 50s, you're not getting it done, then you cannot convert, you know, 30-some percent on the third down. And the point being, at the time, look, at one time in the game, San Fran was with 8 of 12 on third down. They ended up being 8 of 15. But the thing with, I don't know, it has to drive you crazy. Four of these conversions the 49ers faced, a third and 10 or longer. And then in week one, we allowed conversions on third and 10, third and 11, third and 12. What can you and Coach Staley do from a strategical standpoint to not let that happen? Because that's what you preach, I think, all teams. That's what we want to get them in. But you cannot let them convert. You're outstanding on first and second down. And this is what you want to beat to get them off the field. So what maybe from a strategical standpoint, I know you and Coach Staley talk about this. What do y'all need to do?
Yeah, no question. I think you hit it perfectly. First and second down, you do too much good to put yourself in those situations you want. Those are the situations we want from a defense perspective. And it's been the story so far, you know, penalties and big plays. And so, you know, we still got to play tighter from a cover standpoint. We got to be really disciplined. I think a couple of these penalties are just 100% self-controlled. You know, illegal hands to the face, a defensive pass interference where we're just simply early. These are things that we can't have because we're putting ourselves in too good of situations. And schematically, we'll continue to evolve. We'll continue to try and put ourselves in better positions. We do got to get, you know, got to get to the quarterback in those situations. You know, we got to push the guy off his spot, put him in challenging situations so we can convert that and get the ball back on offense and have those big moments that you're leading up to in those situations.
Now, Coach Moore, to stay on, I guess, Coach Staley's team, because I view him, you're the head coach, but he's like the head coach of the defense. You can't do everything. And I know you, that you trust him. But now look at the turnover margin. I think we need to be somehow, I don't know, when all said and done, the season's over, can we be? I'm not saying we've got to be plus 14, whatever, but I know we got to be on the plus side. Now it's like back-to-back games, we zero for the game and zero for the season. Now, I know from an offense perspective, you turn over, then you got to get two back. But what can you do with Coach Staley? Because I am a side, we need to take away the football, be more opportunistic. And I'm not saying just when they're moving the ball in the red zone, but that's a significant takeaway. But that's one thing I would say. We're protecting it, but in the first two games, we're not taking it away enough. And I'm not talking about scoop and score or pick six, just somehow getting more fumble recoveries or interceptions.
Yep. Turnovers are a huge indicator of having success as a football team. And so we got one. I thought Chris Rump did an excellent job. It was kind of a second effort thing. He actually slipped and got back up and made a big big play in the third quarter. They gave us a chance, and we were able to convert and score a touchdown behind us. So that's a really good example of when you create turnovers, you flip the game because you stop them, and then you go score points. And so we just need more ops at it. We need to get the ball. We need to get hands on the football in the pass game. I think that's the big thing that's showing up is we've been close in the box, in the run game. We've been attacking the football. But we got to get our hands on more footballs in the pass game and give ourselves more opportunities to make these plays because we need them.
Coach, I want to talk about yak yardage, yards after the catch. And I know it's a tricky stat because sometimes it could be by design and a guy finds a soft spot in the zone and he sits down. But Chris Olave, 13 receptions, 22 yards after the catch. That's 1.7. That's the lowest in his career. Rashid Shaheed, 10 receptions, 18 yak yards, 1.8. That's the lowest in his career. So I guess kind of a two-part, is that more by design of the play or just they're not getting, the where they're catching it and how they're catching it aren't allowing much yak yardage?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's something that certainly we want yak yardage. That's the hidden yardage so many times in offensive football. And so we do need to find more opportunities for that. There needs to be more completions where we can get out in space and get those yards, particularly on first and second down. And so, there's a lot of free yards to be had when you have those opportunities. And so, I thought, San Francisco, Arizona, more of a zone vision defense, they're going to rally and play really good. And so we got to have excellent perimeter blocking in those situations. And our guys just got to keep finding opportunities for that because certainly it's going to be a huge indicator of having success.
Kellen, I think you did an outstanding job, not so much the first game, but this game, the balance in your play calling. What I mean by that, having 30 rushing attempts, 34 passing attempts, I don't care if it's, Justin Herbin, Jalen Hurts, or Pat Mahomes. You don't want them throwing the ball 40-plus times. Usually you're playing catch-up, whatever. So I thought that was a good mix. Was it the ebb and flow of the game you're in? Why 30 rushing attempts and 34 passing attempts? Because I thought that was a great balance there. And we averaged 4.1 yards a run.
Yeah, certainly. I think we were able to play more mixed football, mixed down football, which I mean when you have the ability to have to throw the run and the pass. And I think that leads up to not shooting yourself in the foot with silly penalties on first down, putting yourself behind the sticks. We're able to hang with the run game more, more play action, which is, I didn't do a good enough job in week one of getting ourselves into the play action rhythm. We were playing too much drop back football. And so, certainly every game, I think you feel that way. Certainly when you play San Francisco, the last thing you want to do is turn into a drop back mode against the way they play on defense. And so, I thought our guys did a really good job of hanging in there. When you get 30 rush attempts, you get 25 completions, you got a lot of opportunities for touches there for our guys.
Need to take a quick break, then we'll come back here on the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert, along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore, back after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. This is the Saints Coaches Show, the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss and Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon, along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. And you and I talked in the pregame about how this team had put the emphasis this past week on the penalties with the 13. You had five in the first half. Groupie kick is in the third quarter is actually a penalty. But after that, just one on the defense. So seven, obviously better. But to me, it's always been – it's not necessarily how many, but what do the ones that you have impact? Do they allow drives to continue? Do they allow points? And that's most impactful. But so where are, you know, obviously an area that needs more emphasis?
Yeah, certainly. I think, you know, our main focus is just really on the controllable ones. There's judgmental calls. We can all sit there and debate some of those elements of it. And you got to play cleaner in some of those situations. But, you know, we had some that were in our control, an illegal man downfield under our control. Illegal contact, illegal hands to the face, obviously the kickoff that went short. And so we have some within our control that we just have to eliminate all those and put ourselves in better position.
You know, Coach Moore, when I look at, like I was telling the fans this, that when you go to a game, and I like NFL history and I just love football, but I told everyone, like, you might bring your kid to the game. You got to say what you're witnessing. You don't see too often. Back like Alvin Kamara and Christian McCaffrey on the field at the same time. You're talking about pass receiving running backs, so total yards from scrimmage. And you look at the last eight seasons. It's either Alvin Kamara, Christian McCaffrey, or vice versa. And then you throw in the total yards from scrimmage since 2017. Look at Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara, Tyreek Hill, Christian McCaffrey. So the point being, and I think Alvin Kamara still got a lot left in the tank. Now, I think live to fight another day, and you don't have that fumble if you're catching it. You know, great play by Fred Warner. But I thought that's a big difference, that he had Kamara had 13 touches in that first game against the Cardinals. Well, this time he had 27 touches and turned it into 121 total scrimmage yards. So what's your take on that as far as – now, I know it's a long season – and you want them always available. But I'm sure the 49ers think the same way McCaffrey. We want them to contribute every game. But where do you find that balance? Does it depend on the ebb and flow of the game? Or, like, if you were coaching McCaffrey, are you coaching Kamara? How do you utilize them because they're such a weapon and you want them there, obviously, for the whole season?
Yep. Two sides to that. Game day, you want to get these guys as many opportunities as you can, you know, in as many different ways as you can. And so, you know, I think that was an awesome opportunity for us on game day. We were able to play within our own, you know, mixed downs and get the different touches that Alvin had an opportunity on. And so as the season goes, you obviously have to have awareness to it. Understand it's a long season. Kendra is going to have some games where he's going to get some workload, and some of those other guys and Devin and Valus and those guys. But certainly, you know, as much as we can get Alvin involved in a bunch of different ways, you know, they did an excellent job in San Fran yesterday with Christian as well. Certainly in the past game, he had a couple big plays, and so those are special players.
Now, Kellen, looking at special teams, that phase in their return game, I thought anytime, you know, you're a punt returner and you're averaging double digit, that like one less first down, you could flip the field, the hidden yardage. Looking at Rashid Shaheed, you know, that one long gain of 19 yards. And, you know, he's been like all pro in that aspect. And then Kendra Miller. I think Kendra Miller, I might have said this before, he might break one, but he had a long gain of 34. So I think Coach Galliano, that you got to be pleased. Now, I know you want to take one to the house, because that could be the difference whether you're winning or losing, kind of like a scoop and score or a pick six. But, you know, you look at all phases of special teams. Obviously, a group has to make his field goals. But in the return game, I think we've had the edge the first two games going into Seattle. And obviously, that how important that is, just field position to get into scoring range.
No doubt. There's a lot of hidden yardage within special teams. And so, you know, the punt return, those are big-time opportunities to get a 19-yard return. You know, really, really good. Like you said, you're stealing essentially two first downs there. You know, the kickoff unit, I thought our kickoff group did a pretty good job. We pinned them down there a couple times. Kick return, we're close. We're going to break one of these really, really soon. I have all the confidence in the world in this kickoff return team. And so we're close. We're going to make one happen.
Can you kind of talk a little bit more about Blake? So obviously he had such a phenomenal training camp. He's missed 2 of 4, a 37 and a 40. Now, you weren't here, but I know you know about it. In 23, he kind of went through it, right? He made his first 6 as a rookie. And then he went 4 games where, you know, he missed 4 field goals in 3 games. But then he kind of overcame it, right? I mean, he kind of had that. So he's shown that he can kind of overcome these parts where he misses. They're short. They're not 50-plus where he's missing. Just your thoughts on kind of what he's going through mentally.
Yeah, I got all the confidence in the world in Blake. I think, you know, my sample size through the whole offseason program, this guy's been phenomenal. Obviously, we've missed 2 ops, and they're big ops. He knows that. We all know it. He's going to respond really, really well. And so I think, you know, the lesson is he's had these bumps before, and he's going to navigate it just like he's done in the past, where he's going to find the solution. He's going to get better this week, and he'll be ready to go. And, you know, he helped us certainly even in week one with some of those other kicks that he got that we were able to at least keep ourselves in that game. And so, you know, he's going to respond the right way, and we'll get this thing going.
You know, Kellen, looking at, you know, can you put stack games? Can you – okay, you've had 2 outstanding first games. Can you do it again in Seattle? I thought, boy, veterans and one of the leaders, obviously, on the defense – DeMario Davis ain't playing like an old man. He is like old for football, but he's getting those double-digit tackles, very similar to Fred Warner of the 49ers. You could see lead by example and make it plays. But I think also a thing like Carl Granderson is taking that next step. Outstanding game against the Cardinals and now the 49ers. And then a player Coach Taylor's familiar with, you know, new uniform and all, but Chris Rump, you mentioned that early. He comes up with a sack, quarterback hurry, tackle for loss. He had also had forced a fumble. And then you got a young mix. His first start as a rookie, y'all saw that in the draft, where a sinker. Now, he was right there with Double D. He had 8 total tackles, tied for unassisted tackles with 5 with DeMario. So just talk a little bit about what you saw in Sinker for his first start in the NFL. It ain't in Virginia no more. This is the NFL. And then talk about how Granderson has progressed and the guys I mentioned.
Yeah, we'll start with Sinker. Just really pleased with how he played. I thought his play style, his physicality, you know, there's always going to be awesome, awesome growth opportunities for a kid who's playing his second NFL game. But I thought, you know, when him and Eric are working together back there, Justin, working back there, they're going to do a phenomenal job. I can just tell they communicate at a really high level. We got a special player in Jonas. And so, and I'm really excited that you talked about some of our veteran guys, because, you just can't take for granted what DeMario's doing. This guy's really, really special in our league. His approach to a week in and week out, I wish people just got to watch like a day in the life of DeMario and just see the way this guy prepares. He's a special person, special player. There's a reason he's performing at this high of level, at this age. And then you talk about those edges. You know, Chris had the big time play. I love that, you know, Bobby, you mentioned Grando, because Grando is just his motor and his energy is contagious, I think, to our football team. And when you see him out there playing every single play, his impact in the run game, his relentlessness as a rusher, he's a really special player. And I feel like we're really fortunate to have him.
Need to take a break here on the Saints Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Austin, Bobby Hebert, along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. When we come back, we'll look a little bit ahead to Seattle. Stay with us here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. Now moving on to next week, brought to you by John Fayard Moving and Warehousing, First in Service, Week 3 Saints in Seattle. a homecoming of sorts. Of course, you're from Prosser, Washington. That is southeast of Seattle. Go up a little early, but if you want to know anything about Seattle, wow, all you need to look at is that Pittsburgh game. They go to Pittsburgh, and they just drum Aaron Rodgers. He's 18 of 33, 203, 54% completion. They're 1-1, but, you know, if not for a kind of a crazy play by Jake Tonjes in the end zone for San Francisco and then a fumble caused by Nick Bosa, this would be a 2-0 football team. So very stout Seattle team you'll be facing.
Yeah, no doubt. I have a ton of respect for Mike McDonald, his work that he's done up there. I think just, you know, takes a little bit of time just to kind of get the systems in place. And so their defense is just playing phenomenal. You look at what they were doing on the back end of last year on defense, and certainly they've continued it this year. They essentially have the exact same defensive group and added to it. They got a really special group that's playing at a really high level. And then offensively, they made a change and obviously brought Clint in that everyone from here is familiar with. Clint does an awesome job. You know, they run the football really well. They're going to create some play action opportunities. And so, it's going to be a really well coached, really, really challenging game on the road, but it's going to be a ton of fun for our guys. I'm excited that our guys get to have this is going to be their first shot at a road game and chance to go win it.
Kellen, now looking at Spencer Rattler, I try and tell fans, oh, hey, Barry, just taking up for him because he's your quarterback, whatever. I said, no, I think Spencer Rattler, I like how he's handling adversity. And I could see him getting better, and Holly's leading the team. Now, I think we can win games with Rattler, and I know you think the same way, that, you know, the quarterback gets too much of the glory, too much of the blame, whatever, because that comes with the position. But I think we need to be playing much better in other areas around him to help him out. I mean, you know, obviously he knows he's got to make a better pass to Chris Olave. Then all of a sudden we could have been winning 7-0, how we have the momentum instead of catching up, we have the lead. Or 10-0 at the beginning of the game. Now, Olave, how about you make a great catch? I know the ball's behind you. You want to get paid like a number one receiver. Make that catch. So I can go on and on about that, but then I see Rattler all of a sudden gets off to a slow start as far as completing passes, but he goes 14 consecutive passes at one point with completions. And then a couple of key runs, making plays with his feet, a key first downs. And I'm looking at 25 of 34, 206 yards, 3 touchdowns. I think Rattler's playing winning football, but again, that, you know, oh, we need a new quarterback, you know, how fans are or whatever. I said, no, we need the team to rally behind Rattler, because I think what I've witnessed, I'm not saying we'd be 2-0, but he's put us in position to win both games and not like, oh, we lost the game because of Spencer Rattler.
No, I think there's a lot of positives with how Spence played. I thought, you know, for the slow start, I thought he just rallied really, really well to go 23, I think of 26 to finish the game with a couple big time plays towards the end. I thought his feet came alive, the fourth down, a third down run as we're going approaching the red zone. So his legs came alive in really, really opportunistic situations. He's a young kid that's growing, and I love the way he's battling. I love the way he's competing. You know, he's going to keep growing each and every week, and I think you know, for our quarterback room, we got a young group there that these guys are all going to develop as we go. And so I'm excited to keep seeing these guys growing, obviously in particular Spencer on the field and the other guys, you know, behind the, you know, in practice. And so, you know, Spence has done a lot of good, and I'm really fired up for him.
Now, Kellen, how do y'all handle, because it seems like, now you from that's your country. It's in the United States, but you might as well be out of the country. That's how far. It's like we go on extreme. I don't know what the NFL schedule makers. You can't go further northeast or northwest. So we go on to Seattle, and then we're going to be in Buffalo. How do you figure out from a strategic standpoint? I don't know the scheduling as far as, okay, when's the right time to go? I know y'all going early. I remember Sean one time, we might have played out in California, and we ended up playing Seattle. We stayed out there. But, yeah, that's like, you know, we play games in Brazil now and Europe and everywhere. But that's almost like out the country way in Seattle and Buffalo from New Orleans.
Yeah. So the next 2 weeks, obviously, we do have each coast. So it's a unique schedule in that sense. We had a lot of discussions about this just to put ourselves in the best position. What we're going to do is go out a little bit early just so we can get slightly acclimated. We don't want to spend the whole week out there. We're going to get slightly acclimated to the Pacific time zone, the climate. Our guys will get a little bit extra time to spend together, which I think obviously is a bonus there. And then don't spend too much time out there because, like you said, we're going to turn around. Now we're back up in the Northeast next week. And so we feel like we got a good plan here. for these guys to get acclimated and you know, be ready to go.
Well, Coach, we would have preferred it at Caesars Superdome, as I know you would have as well. But Prosser Washington from Washington, if there's ever a second place to get that first W as an NFL coach, it would be in Seattle. So we appreciate your time. Best of luck and good luck in Seattle.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.